Today's scripture reading is from the book of John, chapter 20, verses 19 through 22. It was still the first day of the week. That evening, while the disciples were behind closed doors because they were afraid of the Jewish authorities, Jesus came and stood among them, and he said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. When the disciples saw the Lord, they were filled with joy. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I am sending you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
At this time, I want to invite our... Good morning, church. I'll add a word of welcome to those gathered here, to those joining us online. What a gift to be together, especially Pentecost and Memorial Day weekend. A good time to be here. As a child, my family went to First United Methodist Church in Shreveport, Louisiana. It was also a large downtown church. They have a large steeple, multiple big buildings. But what I remember most clearly wasn't the sanctuary. It was the flame. Between two of the buildings stood a tall pole, and at the top burned an eternal flame. I remember always looking for it Sunday mornings. And what amazed me as a child was that the flame was always there, even when it was raining, even when the sky was dark and gray. Somehow, I know now how, but somehow the flame still burned, bright and steady. I didn't understand it then, but I think for me, that flame felt like a promise. I am reminded of that promise each time I light a candle, real or battery operated. And if you've ever been with me for a book study or a small group, I almost always start by lighting a candle as a physical reminder of God's presence with us, whether we are in person or on Zoom. We start with a candle, that reminder of the Holy Spirit. And today we have filled this space with visual reminders of the Holy Spirit, fire, flame, because it is Pentecost. We celebrate Pentecost every year, 50 days after Easter, and it's often, as Ms. Laura said, called the birthday of the church. On UMC Discipleship, you can read about Pentecost. They say Pentecost represents a passing of the mantle of sorts from the incarnate Christ to the ever-present Spirit, the reminder of God within, the sustainer, the teacher, the strengthener. Pentecost is a day of celebration for all God has done and is doing within the life of the church. Now, today's scripture is not the usual text that we hear on Pentecost from Acts 2, a story that describes a powerful wind and tongues of fire as the Holy Spirit was poured out on people from all over the world who were in Jerusalem to celebrate a Jewish feast. Instead, in the Gospel of John, he merges the events of Easter and Pentecost. Our reading today begins in fear, as we find ourselves alongside of the disciples of Jesus who are hiding behind locked doors. They are grieving. They are confused, afraid of what comes next, afraid the violence that killed Jesus could come for them too. And honestly, sometimes That kind of fear doesn't feel that far away from us today. I know there are days when it feels like the world is just coming apart at the seams. We wonder if anything can change. We look at war and division and injustice. We watch rights stripped away. We see systems that feel too broken to even repair. We carry personal griefs and collective exhaustion. And sometimes, even people of faith begin to wonder whether the Spirit is still moving at all. But Jesus shows up in that locked room, not with shame or anger, not demanding certainty or courage from frightened disciples. He comes, meets them where they are, speaking peace, and he breathes on them. Receive the Holy Spirit. Gail O'Day, a New Testament and preaching scholar, writes, "The beginning of the community's life is not separated from the story of Easter. Indeed, in John, the gift of the Holy Spirit and the commissioning of the church occur on Easter Sunday evening, which serves as a reminder that the church's life is intimately bound to Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. This story of Pentecost is the giving of the Holy Spirit while Jesus was still present with his disciples. And here in John's Gospel, Pentecost is much quieter than the version we usually imagine from Acts. There's no rushing wind or tongues of fire, just breath. But breath matters because breath is life. Breath is what God gives creation in Genesis. Breath is what sustains a flame. Fire needs breathing to keep burning. I think sometimes, I know this is true for me, sometimes we find ourselves longing for dramatic signs of God's presence while missing the quieter ways the Spirit continues to move among us. The Spirit still breathes, just as Jesus did, into weary people. The Spirit still kindles courage. The Spirit still pushes the church toward greater love and justice and mercy, even now. This year, the United Methodist Church celebrates 70 years since the ordination of women was approved. 70 years, which means that's not ancient history. There are still people alive and in this room who remember when women like me and Pastor Taylor could not be ordained in our church. People who heard the church say no while the Spirit was still calling them anyway. The flame kept burning. The Spirit kept breathing through brave women and supporting communities and people who dared to imagine a different future. Change didn't happen overnight. It rarely does. And there are still, even today, some who resent this change. But Pentecost reminds us that the Holy Spirit does not stop moving simply because human beings are fearful or resistant or slow to change. I believe that part of the work of faith is learning how to notice when the Spirit is already at work around us, to notice the small flames still burning in the rain. There's a Pentecost poem by Reverend Sarah Speed that speaks to that kind of noticing. It's called "A Blessing for the Seekers." Blessed are you, who turn your face up to the sky, who open your arms to feel the wind, who notice all the things that we should notice. Blessed are you who are fluent in wonder and familiar with awe. Blessed are you who even now dream dreams, who have not lost hope, who swear the glass is still half full. Blessed are you who plant trees and sing the harmony, who tell the children how this world can be magic. Blessed are you who walk and seek and turn over every stone, pointing out all the corners and colors that God lives in. Blessed are you. Amen. Blessed are you who notice all the things we should notice. I love that line because I think the Holy Spirit is often easier to recognize in hindsight than in the moment. But the Holy Spirit is there in every act of courage, big or small. She is there in every widening of love, in every person who keeps planting trees, in every refusal to give up on one another. She is in every community that keeps choosing compassion over fear. The Spirit is there when someone says the world can be different, or that healing is still possible, or that love is still stronger. The flame still burns. Maybe that's why I still think about that flame from my childhood. Not because it never faced rain or wind, but because it kept burning through them. Pentecost doesn't promise us a world, a life without storms and rain. It promises that God's Spirit is still there within them. So I wonder if Pentecost is in part an invitation to notice the places where love is still alive, to notice courage that keeps showing up, to notice small acts of mercy and justice and compassion that keep burning even in the rain, to notice the breath of God still moving in this world. And Pentecost is also more than noticing, it's an invitation to participate. Because the Holy Spirit doesn't simply comfort us. The Spirit moves us, calls us, sends us out. The same breath Jesus shared with the disciples in that locked room is the breath that still fills ordinary people with courage and compassion and hope. The Spirit is still at work transforming the world through people who choose love over fear, mercy over indifference, justice over complacency, community over isolation. And what a gift that God invites us, to participate, to join in that work. So maybe in the weeks or the months ahead, when fear or cynicism try to settle in, you might pause long enough to ask, where is the Spirit already at work? What word of hope are you being called to speak? What act of compassion, justice, or courage is just waiting for your yes? Blessed are you who notice all the things we should notice. May we become people who notice, people who breathe deeply of God's Spirit, people who keep the flame alive. Amen.